gear.
Actually, no complaints. Beaten by a better team on the day.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I think we left Carlow 2 weeks ago and there were 9 points in it. We felt the game was not a reflection of the scoreline, and I think today was probably the opposite. You know, we're beaten by 7 points and we're well beaten by a better team. You know, we just couldn't get to the pitch of it. They're very mobile, moved the ball very fast. You know, worked the ball through the hand. They kicked very little, and you know, and we're very, very good off the shoulder. Very good coming, you know, to support each other from behind, and you know, and we struggled with that. Look, I still think it's a good day at the office for us. It's been a very good league for us. You know, to get 8 games against this level of opposition will only stand to us come championship. But on the end of the day, you know, it's all about the championship. League's a means to an end, and I think it's been a good one for us overall. A bit disappointed today, surely, but look, we'll probably, you know, when the dust settles, we'll be happy enough with how the league went for us.
They showed real intent at the start, didn't they? I mean, they got out of the blocks very quickly, and if anything, the penalty just kind of kept us in the game in the first half.
Yeah, and I think with the thing at the penalty, look, it did show when we got in. We had the ability to hurt them, but we just didn't get in there enough. And they did start really well, and look, to put us under pressure with our kick out, that's something, you know, they're very, very good at is working on the opposition kick out. You know, some teams are good at that, and so some teams aren't so good. And you know, there they went at a 3-0 lead, and we got the penalty. You know, that put us back on terms, and then we were just, you know, we're probably quite wasteful, you know, up front. You know, we're a team that need to be very economical with the chances we get, and you know, the level of an experience we have, it's, you have to, you know, use a bit of composure required to finish the chances that you get, and we didn't do that today. You know, and but again, look, we'll take a lot of learning from this, and I think, you know, say when the dust settles, maybe not getting to a league final might be the worst thing in the world. You know, when the thing all settles.
Because I made the point on commentary just during the second half, there was 6 points in it. A goal gets you right back in it. You probably wouldn't have deserved to be right back in it, but there wasn't that much in it in terms of the scoreline. Although, as we said, and we repeat again, they were much the better side.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we're not that far away. Like we're still down at the top table, and look, Galway, Cork and Dublin are well ahead of the rest, and there's a wee chasing pack there of which we're part of. And you know, if you had told us in January, you know, if you had offered us a league semi-final with Galway, you know, that's, we would have really taken it. And as I say, I think it's been very good for us. You know, we will, you often learn more from defeat than you do from victory anyway, and we learn a lot from today. We learn a lot about ourselves, and you know, and how to maybe deal with teams, you know, that operate at that level with their pace and all. You know, we're probably not the paciest team in the world, and you know, we have a big gap there. Some really good kids at 17, 18, 19, you know, who still are not accustomed to playing at this level, and we have a few girls, you know, in the autumn of their career. So, you know, there's a gap in between there that we have to account for. You know, that Galway team's average age is, you know, is well under their 20s, and you know, somebody's, you know, majority of them have 6 or 7 years senior experience, you know, playing together, and you know, there is no substitute for that. But look, as I say, it's a, you know, we have to tip our hats. We're well beaten today by a better team, and we can have absolutely no complaints.
And as you say, you have a lot of young people coming through, Maxie, and no harm them getting a real sight of what senior football's about, because you have girls that come through from underage who were very, very good at that level, but moving up to this is a completely different level, really.
It is a different level, and the physicality and the pace of the game now is ferocious. You know, it's really, really quick. You know, the GPS figures from, you know, senior football now is, you know, is on a par with the men, and you know, that's would have been unheard of, you know, even 4 or 5 years ago. And these girls have to adapt to that. You know, we've been playing with two minors all year, Megan Ryan and Boyd Karen, they've done really well, and we introduced another today, Kate McLennan, half time, and you know, those players have to find their feet. You know, they need time to settle, and it is a big ask to go in to play a team, you know, the likes of the Galways, Corks, Dublins, you know, who have so much experience and have a, you know, they're big physically developed players, you know, that are well able to deal with us, and we don't have that, and we have to try and work around that, and I suppose not lose sight of it, but try and put ways to counter that, and that's the challenge for us, and we have a few weeks now to get ready for the championship and get our focus on that.
Yeah. Could I just make this point finally? No excuses, but I just felt that Geraldine McLaughlin was fouled an awful lot there today before any serious action was taken. I mean, a player like her needs a bit of protection in there. Did you feel that she didn't get enough of it, maybe? Or maybe did I feel it?
No, we would agree with that, and I felt Galway got their frees easier than we did, to be fair. You know, even we had turnovers and he was taking the ball back for advantage. You know, the keeper pulled off a great save, he pulled the ball back for an advantage. You know, I don't know what the free count was in the end or what they scored from frees, but you know, I think that was a significant factor in the game. But look, you can look at those kind of things, but you know, we will look, Geraldine's been out for a long time, you know, the the stats are kind of frightening in Geraldine's favour. You know, the first four games we played, we scored 75 points, an average of 18.5, and the three games we played without her, we scored 25 points, an average of 8.5. So, you know, that's not an accident, and, you know, she is crucial to how we play. And, you know, people talk about the influence of Michael Murphy and the boys, you know, yeah, Geraldine has that influence for us. And look, we felt that the number four was blessed. She should have been gone long before she was. And but look, Geraldine will be the better for that. I say she's been out for a while, you know, her touch will improve, she'll get better as the year goes on, and, you know, and I have no doubt the team as well will improve.
Yeah, June for the championship, a bit of time to prepare for that now.
Bit of time. Look, the girls get a week off now, and then they'll come back and they'll focus on their clubs. There's a bit of club championship in the middle of May, and you know, it's heading for a double header, hopefully with the men v Tyrone, that plays in the 8th of June, and we're earmarked as a curtain raiser for that. So it's a great occasion, great for the girls to focus on, and it's all eyes now in the Ulster championship.